Okay, and welcome back. Mitchell Henderson is here. Hi, Mitch. Welcome. I hope you're doing all right.
How you doing? Glad to be here.
Yeah. Big story today. The HIMARS unit, they apparently sent two over there, at least one. The very mm-hmm. accurate, very deadly rockets. You saw the story, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Took out entire mm-hmm. Russian command post, blew up 40 officers and soldiers, destroyed the whole thing. This is, how many times does Biden get to cross the line like this?
Well, until Putin is ready to do something. Because remember, he's got the initiative. Okay, all Biden is doing is reacting to the initiative. So Ukraine is on the defensive, which is a very bad place to be. Okay, they have not moved to the offensive, no matter what they say. If the Russians pull out of an area and they move in, they call that a counteroffensive, and it's absurd. Okay,
right.
There's you know,
here's the bigger story.
Because they didn't want it.
Correct. That's right. Wasn't tactically needed,
yep.
So they pulled out. Here's the bigger story.
Right.
Somebody's feeding the Ukes a lot of very accurate information, coordinates, and I wonder who that might be.
That's the United States CIA. Feeding them coordinates of targets and stuff. They've given them coordinates of targets inside Russia, and Russia knows it. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
So it's just like Taiwan. Way earlier this year, Taiwan had crossed all of the red lines that China has set. But you know, if they simply cross the red line and China immediately attacks, they lose the element of surprise. So you never let the other person pick the time and place of battle. You have to pick that. Okay, that's how you win. It's just like a mugger on the street. He'll say, okay, go down this alley. Well, don't go down that alley. He's uncomfortable doing the crime right there where you are. So the last thing you want to do is go where he's asking you to go, because then he can do what he wants. So the best thing to do is not go with him, scream, yell, and run. Okay? And what's he going to do? He doesn't want to get caught. He'll run away. He could serve a whole night in jail for attempted robbery, you know? So, it's the same principle, you know.
I just wonder how many...
You have to pick the time and place of battle.
Right. I wonder how many times, and it's, you know, it's only going to increase, that the American mm-hmm. CIA and military intel keeps giving them coordinates and doing real significant damage. You know, the Russians have lost a lot. Yes. The Russians have lost a lot of generals, apparently like several mm-hmm. dozen. Lots. And I don't know.
Well, I heard that they've only lost eight generals in combat.
You hear the other side, you know. It's like 20, 30. But I don't know. You're talking
well,
about lieutenant
yeah,
general.
Ukraine inflates
whatever.
Everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So where do we go? Let's go with your presentation, and then we'll... ask a few questions.
Let's flip the dogs of war. Okay,
old,
so let's start with the sanctions war. That's an old Shakespeare term. Okay, so the West is losing the sanctions war. Remember that the USA and NATO imposed sanctions in restraint of trade that is causing a worldwide depression and global inflation. Russia did not do this to us. We are doing it to ourselves so that the satanic Zionist global elite can virtue signal. We are cutting our own economic throat despite Russia. They are, of course, rich enough so that this does not hurt them personally. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the elites. They are
sure.
ruining your life so they can look at the way they think is virtuous. Okay. In fact, a global consensus is growing that the world is starting to have sanctions fatigue. Ray Dalio, CEO of Bridgewater Investments, has said that NATO sanctions are pushing countries away from American investments. Washington's sanctions against Russia are forcing other nations to cut their investments in the U.S. for fear of becoming the next target. Dalio said in an interview with the German newspaper Der Spiegel on June 21st, he stated that, and I quote, "I can already tell you with certainty that the West is also suffering from the sanctions. Other countries are increasingly shedding U.S. government bonds because they fear that they could end up like Russia. This is shifting the balance of power around the world." Dalio expects the Russian-Ukraine war to bring dramatic changes for the entire world. He said, "The whole thing is reminiscent of the years 1938 and 1939. When the world was on the verge of World War II, two world powers are facing each other and are supported by different allies. How India behaves will be decisive. The country could stand by Russia's economy if the West boycotts Russia. In any case, the times of a globalized world with minimal trade barriers and free flow of capital are over." In response to American virtue signaling, Putin has said that the BRICS countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, are currently working on setting up a new global reserve currency. The group said it was working on setting up a joint payment network to cut reliance on Western financial systems. With the potential for a new reserve currency and investment without political strings attached, the group can present an alternative to a world choked with Western dominance. Although these nations are not joined by any particular ideology, each sees the need to democratize the global economic system that had been crashed almost single-handedly by the United States in 2009 in an extraordinarily irresponsible manner that was even illegal by U.S. law. The BRICS are going to develop alternatives to existing international payment scheme. India said that it is actually for the betterment of all mankind by establishing a precedent where nations could not be excluded from the international community over political disagreements. Talk at the meeting centered around the anti-colonial aspect of the new system. Even after political colonialism ended in the 1960s, the colonial powers still exerted colonial power through economic and financial means. Humans are controlled by their wallets, and so are post-colonial nations. This is called neo-colonialism, and the world thinks it's time to end it. BRICS have gone a long way to pursue no-strings-attached development cooperation. China has already replaced the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank as the world's largest net creditor. The Chinese did this by 2012 with the Belt and Road Initiative. The BRICS were already tired of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, which are U.S.-led and have morphed into weapons of economic coercion and set up the, quote, New Development Bank. That's the BRICS New Development Bank in 2014 to liberate itself from the same ignorant, arrogant, and heartless woke people that run the World Bank and the IMF. You see, financial and economic stability is an inextricable part of security. Without a stable economic and financial system, there can be no sustainable peace. American European financial systems are incubators of war, famine, pestilence, and death. Colonialism was slavery, and the Bretton Woods financial system, based on the U.S. dollar, is the Jim Crow laws that are the basis of neocolonialism. Argentina and Iran have already applied to join the BRICS Plus, they call it now. Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Colombia, Venezuela, Ecuador, Peru, Bolivia, Paraguay, and Uruguay want to join. Right now, BRICS Plus accounts for 30% of the world GDP, and 40% of world population. Many Asian nations want to join BRICS Plus to avoid sanctions and certain starvation. The same with the entire African continent. The world wants to drop the dollar and dependence on NATO financial systems. BRICS Plus could leave NATO nations isolated and devastate NATO economies. The dollar is over. It is ending as I speak. The goal is to end not just U.S. and European trade dominance, but to cut the U.S. and Europe out of normal trade. They want to make us irrelevant to the world. Ireland has already moved to ration fuel in their country. Colombia was just designated by the pedophile Marxist regime a few months ago as a special American ally, but they just elected a communist president who has allied with Venezuela against the United States. So that didn't last long. President Zelensky tried to address the African Union leaders, accusing Russia of holding their countries hostage amid ongoing attempts by the U.S. to pin the blame for global food crisis on Russia. The African leaders were not so gullible, clearly seeing that all of the trouble with food is the U.S. and the EU's doing. Only four of the 55 African Union leaders bothered to stay and listen to Zelensky. Following the conference call, African Union leader Senegalese Macky Sall told Zelensky that Africa is neutral in the conflict. Half of all African states refused to support the UN General Assembly resolution to condemn Russia for invading Ukraine, and no African nation agreed to sanction Russia. When Macky Sall met with Putin, he said Western sanctions against Russia also threatens Africa with a food security crisis. Zelensky's attempt to convince African leaders to adhere to the Kiev Western narrative absolutely failed. Africa has suffered a century of Western bullying and intervention in their nations, and as a result, strongly distrust of anything that the Western nations say. In Africa, there are large public rallies that support Russia and hope for Russia help against terrorists. The average African believes that the U.S. starts terrorist organizations in their countries as destabilization operations, and that the USA created al-Qaeda and ISIS in order to instill both fear and obedience. Africans also refuse to indulge in the COVID pandemic narrative, seeing it all also as a Western effort to genocide African peoples through the so-called vaccine, and once again to instill fear so that the African nations would obey the United States. The BRICS Plus conference was held in China this year. Times have changed. Indonesia will not sanction Russia and wants in on the BRIC alternative, as well as many other nations that have suffered under disruptive U.S. sanctions, like Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, Thailand, Myanmar, and Malaysia. In this world war, it looks like Russia is more popular in the world than NATO is. They know their history and know that Russia is directly a victim of U.S. arrogance and attempts to make the Russians obey us. They are tired of being told to obey all the time. NATO is losing the sanctions war, and it will be Americans, Canadians, and Europeans that will be starving and freezing to death this winter. But bad economic times are here already. Our government, charged with the general welfare of all Americans, is going to make you suffer for the welfare of the Satanist, Zionist, global elite and what they want. So it's moved to the war in Ukraine. Ukraine has mobilized its entire army. They are searching the streets and going house to house to conscript soldiers to wait senselessly on the combat front.
Women, too.
Yes, yes. They are now so desperate that they are emptying their prisons and sending convicted criminals to the front. Boys and girls as young as 12 are being shipped off to their deaths.
Wow.
The gypsies that they painted green to ridicule just a month ago are being pressed for military service. The Ukrainian army is sending handicapped people off to the front. There is no reason that you cannot shoot from your wheelchair. The blind are useful to clear minds. Mentally retarded people, male and female, above 12, are good at following simple orders. The Ukrainians are going to bars and nightclubs to round up people to send to the front. Ukraine is the most unfree nation on earth right now. My source said that Ukrainian commanders have decided to cleanse Ukraine of all of its trash. If you are an obese older woman, you need to go fight for Ukraine. Ukraine is so desperate that it is sending everybody to fight, whether international law allows it or not. Healthy and strong men are fleeing the battlefield by the hundreds daily, abandoning their less healthy comrades to a certain death. Mercenaries have to fight to the death because they will be executed if captured. The Ukrainians that they came to fight for abandoned them on the field of battle. Ukrainian casualties are like 450 to 1,000 per day just on the Donbass front. Russia has not mobilized its army and is not rushing to train new recruits. They have committed only 12 of their 70 combat divisions to battle. They are doing fine. They are winning. Almost all observers admit that Ukraine is losing. The media is loath to admit this because it will make it harder for Ukraine to get arms if everybody knows they are losing. Only a moron like the pedophile Marxist Biden would continue to throw good money after bad. It is support for Ukraine if extending the conflict will only result in more Ukrainian casualties, loss of more territory, and the possible destruction of the Ukrainian state. That's what we're paying for. That is not the right question to ask, though. The real question is, how can we escalate the war to the point that America is in a state of emergency under martial law so that we won't be able to start voting for a new Congress and Senate before September 24th, when early voting begins? The Marxist Democrats would rather see all Americans dead before they're willing to lose power. Keeping the Marxist Democrats in power is actually the only thing that matters to our government. Your safety and well-being are not even on their radar.
Amen.
If we get nuked by Russia, the Marxist Democrats will push for more gun control because that is their answer to all problems. Murder has been against the law for 10,000 years. How has that worked out? And what does additional laws do? Especially if they only get you like 5 or 10 years in jail. The Luhansk People's Republic is almost entirely taken by the Russians, and next will be the liberation of the Donetsk People's Republic. The Russians have very small casualties. They are fighting a weak, demoralized, and under-equipped and undersupplied Ukrainian army that hates being there. The next issue is NATO unity. Bulgaria had a no-confidence vote against their pro-NATO president. Prime Minister Kirill Petkov, actually a Canadian educated at Harvard, definitely a woke lackey and a running dog of the pedophile Marxist Biden regime, succeeded in cutting Bulgaria off from the 90% of natural gas supply from Russia because they refused to pay in rubles. Like all woke virtue signalers, his self-esteem is built upon the suffering and misery of his people. His people gave him a no-confidence vote because they don't want to sacrifice for a war in a cause that is already lost. Petkov also voted to not admit Northern Macedonia into the European Union. Northern Macedonia, another NATO nation, is an enemy of both Bulgaria and NATO member Greece. NATO members Turkey and Greece despise each other and have had many active fights with each other. Cyprus is a member of the EU, but not NATO. Turkey is a member of NATO, but not the EU. Turkey will not allow Cyprus to join NATO because they have fought a war with Cyprus and occupy part of the island. UN peacekeepers are there to keep Turkish and Greek forces separated. Turkey will veto Sweden and Finland's NATO membership because they do not want two more allies that are enemies. Finland and Sweden have sanctions imposed on Turkey. Turkey is tired of being sanctioned. Hungary and Poland are ready to go to war with each other. France is staying on in the middle. It thinks if Russia is humiliated, there will never be peace in Europe. We hear daily how the dear leader and the pedophile Marxist of the pedophile Marxist dictator is unifying NATO like never before. Just because woke pedophile Marxist Biden regime apparatchiks are delusional, does that mean we have to be as delusional as they are? NATO is not united. It is collapsing. Why Putin is taking his time in Ukraine. The nations that are anti-Russian are Poland, Portugal, Sweden, Italy, UK, USA, and Germany. Nations that are pro-Russian are Greece, Kenya, Egypt, Turkey, China, Israel, Morocco, Pakistan, Egypt, Nigeria, Indonesia, South Africa, Vietnam, Malaysia, Saudi Arabia, Algeria, Philippines, India, Indonesia, Saudi Arabia, Algeria, and Egypt. These are all people that we have sanctioned before. Most of the world's fuel exporting nations are now on Russia's side. Be prepared to pay $20 a gallon for gas. Even Turkey and Saudi Arabia have reestablished diplomatic relations to be included in the new development bank that the BRICS Plus are creating to finance infrastructure. France voted no to the admission of the Ukraine into the EU. The only nations outside Europe that wants to join NATO is South Korea. Ukraine declared that they are a de facto member of NATO. Now, this is what they declare, that they are in fact a member of NATO, even though they're not legally a de jure member of NATO.
Right.
Ukraine war could be over, except NATO pays the Ukrainian government officials to keep the war going. The Czech press stated, quote, the Americans want to start a war in Europe and China. The neocons want wars in both to finish off China and Russia in order to consolidate their world empire. The Americans will lead from behind, as Obama did in Libya, and their allies take the brunt of the destruction. The NATO summit is June 29th to 30th. So we'll see how that goes. Okay. So.
Wow. All right, hold on, Mitch. Let me take a break here.
Okay.
You rolled out a lot of information there. I mean, the idea of 12-year-old kids, emotionally challenged kids, people in wheelchairs. What the hell are they, nuts? This is insanity. They claim what they're doing is getting, it sounds like a eugenics program to me, doesn't it? Clean out the defectives.
The people in Ukraine said that is the purpose of it. It is a eugenics program.
There you
to
go.
Cleanse the Ukrainian population.
Jeez.
Of
unreal.
Genetically inferior people.
Yeah. Hold on a minute. Mitch and I will be right back. Mitch Henderson and his overview of the beginning of World War III. And it is already underway. We'll see how quickly it accelerates soon enough. Go ahead, Mitch.
Okay, so Europe's war with Russia. Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić said on 25th of June that many EU states are in a direct war with Russia and are angry with Serbia for refusing to go along with sanctions. After attending a meeting with the 27 EU members and six West Balkan heads of states, Vučić stated, quote, the Balkans were not that important that day for the EU because the bloc is completely at war with Russia and its priority was Ukraine. Many EU countries are in direct war with Russia. They are sending howitzers, planes, S-300s to Ukraine. And how do you think they will treat us? The West fails to appreciate how important it is for Serbia to refrain from anti-Russian sanctions and to maintain good relations with both Russia and China. World War III will be much more devastating war in Europe than the previous one. Serbian Interior Minister Aleksandar Vulin says military conflict with Russia seems to be the condition for a fast-track accession to the European Union. Vučić said, trying to force Belgrade to impose sanctions on Russia, the West simply seeks to absolve itself of its own crimes. The EU also told Serbia that it must give up its UN-recognized province of Kosovo and recognize it as independent. Not even most NATO members recognize Kosovo's independence. Kosovo is not a sovereign nation, according to the United Nations, and it is not a UN member. Russia Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov stated in the Bulgarian news, the European Union and NATO have formed a coalition to fight Russia. When World War II began, Germany gathered under its banner a significant part of European nations for a war against the Soviet Union. It is the same now. The EU and NATO are assembling the same coalition to fight and most likely go to war with Russia. There is irony here. Germany formed the Anti-Communist International Pact to defeat communism in World War II. After the war, NATO was formed to defend against Soviet communism. Now NATO is communist. Secretary General of NATO Jens Stoltenberg has been a devout communist since he was a teenager. And Russia is the free non-communist nation. I hope that has become apparent to all Americans that the pedophile Marxist Biden regime is communist. All that we do for Ukraine is to establish an international communism under the satanic Zionist woke globalist elite. South Front, a news outlet devoted to tracking the war in Ukraine, wrote, Biden made a deal with Ukraine's President Zelensky that if Ukraine would resist Russia all of the way, then America and allies would commit to Ukraine all of the way to World War III. However, now that Ukraine is losing the war, Biden and his allies are allowing the war to expand closer and closer to World War III. Now Lithuania has closed traffic to Kaliningrad that is analogous to Canada cutting off transport between the lower 48 states and Alaska. That is a violation of international law, and it is international law equivalent of a declaration of war, which Lithuania has now done. Lithuania would not do this without the Allies' blessing. Russia has a right to attack Lithuania for its attack on Russia. They know a blockade is an act of war. Either Putin will back down and lose everything, or Biden will back down. Lavrov says that Russia will not back down. It can and will win a war that will totally destroy NATO because they will use both strategic and tactical nuclear weapons in order to save manpower. Joseph Borrell, the foreign minister of the European Union, walked back the Ukrainian blockade by saying that the sanctions do not apply to goods going from one part of Russia to another. He said this because Lithuania was saying that they were just following the EU sanction orders. Those orders have been clarified. However, Lithuania yesterday said that the blockade will remain. Today, Russian hackers shut down over 1,000 Lithuanian government telecoms and corporate computer networks. Uh-huh. At the same time, they attacked anonymous hacker websites. This is after Russia said that legally, if Lithuania was initiating an act of war against Russia, Russia took it as a Lithuanian provocation and not a NATO provocation, because NATO is a defensive alliance, and they do not have to back a NATO nation that starts a war on their own. We will see how that pans out. Lithuania is escalating the situation with Russia. Now, remember last week I said that Canadians Germans, Americans, they're actually setting up permanent bases in Lithuania, okay? So they're egging them on. Once again, the pedophile Marxist Biden regime knows it will lose power if free and fair elections are held. So there must be a war with Russia to avoid elections. The war must begin long before the first votes are cast on September 24th. That's the date of the state that has the earliest voting. Moldovan news states that Russia is preparing for a big colossal war with NATO. It reported that now NATO is contemplating getting directly involved with the Ukraine war. This from Russian GRU agents.
They're having a, I guess NATO general staff is having a meeting to decide whether to send thousands more troops to the Russian border. That meeting is coming up. It may have already happened. Today, tomorrow? Anyway, go ahead, please.
Yeah.
You there, Mitch? Oh, the gosh darn it. Looks like they interrupted our audio again. Okay. Here's a... Yeah, we're getting him back here. It's a real quick update on the Dr. Kerry Madej plane crash yesterday. Something very strange going on here. I certainly hope she's all right, but she is apparently suffered broken bones, requiring surgery. Her boyfriend, the pilot, allegedly fractured skull, other things as well. But briefly, when was the last time you saw a small plane take off from an airport, immediately turn around and crash, where there weren't at least one or two television news crews on scene reporting? There has been nothing, and it's been 24, almost 30 hours since it allegedly happened. So I don't know what's going on. It's an odd story. We'll watch it. All right, Mitch, welcome back. Go ahead.
Okay, so once again, the pedophile Marxist Biden regime knows it will lose power in a free and fair election is held. So there must be a war with Russia to avoid elections. The war must begin before the first votes are cast on September 24th. Moldovan news states that Russia is preparing for a big colossal war with NATO. It reported GRU agents working at NATO headquarters who entered NATO military service many years ago and worked themselves up the ranks to achieve highly sensitive positions in the NATO headquarters. Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, the USA, and the United Kingdom are intensively pushing to make NATO a NATO war with Russia happen, expecting that the rest of the NATO to follow. Now, there are several NATO nations that would not participate, France, Bulgaria, Hungary, and Croatia. They can quit NATO and declare their neutrality. They noted that the U.S. General Wesley Clark, he's a woke general and Clinton friend, said the war in Ukraine cannot be won without NATO intervention. And you got to remember, the Russians hear this. Okay, they're not ignorant of what we say. Russian Senator Andrei Klimov said that the NATO member state is now effectively engaged in direct aggression against Russia. Unless NATO brings Lithuania to heel, Moscow will have a free hand to solve the problem of Kaliningrad transit caused by Lithuania by any means chosen by Russia. Klimov warned that NATO is de jure starting with the hands of one of its member states, an unacceptable blockade of a Russian region. The EU has decided that they will back Lithuania's actions. Germany revealed this week that it intends to make the Bundeswehr the biggest conventional army among European member states. It is mobilizing for war. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz stated that Germany will defend every square meter of NATO territory. He said that the Eastern European nations could count on Germany. Germany will permanently station German military forces in Lithuania.
Big changes.
So, meanwhile, Zelensky advisor Alexei Arestovich said that Ukraine was already a de facto NATO member. He said that the pedophile Marxist Biden regime has promised to help Ukraine with the conflict and Russia. Arestovich said Ukraine has de facto membership in NATO. It may not have a mutual defense pledge of Article 5 in writing, but more than 50 countries in the Ukraine Defense Contact Group, led by the U.S., have promised Ukraine's defense minister, Alexei Reznikov, that they would never, ever let Kyiv lose the war. Well, Kyiv is losing the war. So this is bringing NATO into a war with Russia on the fast track. Okay. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said there should be no doubt that we will lead Ukraine to victory. This is our Secretary of Defense.
Austin,
we will lead Ukraine to victory. Okay. Ukraine despises LGBT people and sees them as deviants. How would they feel if we sent our woke LGBT soldiers to Ukraine, as long as they are sacrificing battle, Ukraine is okay with it. They just don't want American troops out among the Ukrainian population because they don't want people of color and LGBT people polluting their homeland. Okay.
True. Yeah.
So we'll move on to provocations here. Ukraine mined its own harbors and blames Russia for holding up grain shipments overseas. Ukrainian soldiers burned 50,000 tons of wheat stored in Mariupol before they left. Russia has given assurances that they will guarantee the safety of all Ukrainian grain shipments to the Strait of Bosphorus, which is Turkey. Turkey has agreed with Russia's offer. However, NATO is trying to put together an international naval coalition to escort ships with Ukrainian grain through the Black Sea. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the attempts to organize some kind of international coalition for the implementation of these procedures are a backdoor to naval war in the Black Sea. It is no surprise that this is the idea of the Lithuanian Foreign Minister, Gabrielis Landsbergis, put forth to Boris Johnson in London in late May. Lavrov said that the West was exaggerating the food problem since Ukraine accounts for only 1% of the world's grain. Therefore, the current situation with Ukrainian grain has nothing to do with the food crisis. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said that Russia will monitor how Ukraine uses weapons being delivered from the West if they reach the front lines. At the moment, most of those weapons are destroyed by Russian air attacks before they reach the front lines. They will monitor if any Western-supplied weapons are used to carry out attacks on Russia. German Defense Minister Christine Lambrecht said that she had received assurances from the Ukrainian Defense Minister Alexei Reznikov that Kyiv will not use the weapons it receives from the West to strike Russian territory. However, this has already happened, and Reznikov has said last week that they will certainly be used to attack Russian territory. Specifically, Reznikov says that using these weapons to attack Crimea is not counted in the promise because it is Ukrainian territory. Russia begs to differ. Both previous world wars were started over much less. World War I over the assassination of an archduke, and World War II over a minor skirmish at the Marco Polo Bridge in China. Okay? So when can the war start? Well, any time.
The HIMARS unit went in there and took out a major command and control center for the Russian military, blew up 40 officers and men. That's a big loss. And yet there's no reciprocation. Oh, I know they can handle it, but there's no reciprocation. Yeah. I still think my idea is worthy, and they should give these. Look, Kharkov, Odessa, and Kyiv, 48 hours to get everybody out of the city because those cities will no longer exist. That's the end. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Now, that sounds primitive, and I'm no military tactician, but if you want to make the point, that's what you do.
Well, see, Russia's concept of a war with NATO is Russian forces will sally forth. Now, they're not interested in taking a lot of territory. So they'll sally forth, and say as they're going into Poland, they hit a major city like Warsaw. Well, they're just going to nuke the major cities. They're not going to slug it out. In the Donbass, they're slugging it out because this is going to be Russian soil. So they're fighting for territory there. That's different. If they go to war with NATO, they're going to use strategic weapons, strategic nukes, and tactical nukes to wipe across Europe. They may not have to fight every European country, though. Okay. So Reznikov says that. So the China war, let's go to it. Okay. On June 18th, Taiwan announced that they had long-range Yongfeng cruise missiles that can hit Peking. Keep in mind that Taiwan has nuclear warheads. It's a big secret, but they have them. The secret got out over 15 years ago, but they have them. China knows this as well as the U.S. government knows it, too. But since it is a secret, a Taiwanese nuke detonating on Chinese soil will be blamed on the U.S., and retaliatory strikes on the U.S. will follow immediately. On June 10th, Chinese Defense Minister Wei Fenghe told the U.S. Defense Minister Lloyd Austin that China is fully willing to go to war over its territorial integrity. Austin warned China not to engage in any destabilizing actions in the region.
Austin.
Promoting peace and stability is not quite what America does. For example, it has been building a major precision missile network on the first island chain near the Chinese coast. The U.S. is also trying to create an Asian NATO to contain China. There have been massive protests in Nepal where the U.S. offered an infrastructure package if Nepal will come out against China and Russia. Why did we try this? Nepal is the only Maoist communist nation on earth outside of China. Taiwan's trade chief, John Deng, has warned that a war in Taiwan would harm the world's economy far worse than the Ukraine war. He said that the world economy is already on the verge of collapse. Global inflation is here to stay. The U.S., U.K., Japan, Australia, and New Zealand are launching a new alliance for the Pacific Islands to discourage Chinese inroads into the region. You see, these nations ignored the Pacific Island nations after World War II. These nations had a cargo cults developed because the Allies sent many goods and built many buildings and infrastructure in the South Pacific during World War II. But we abandoned them completely, not even having embassies or consulates on the islands after we did not need them anymore. The Pacific Islanders remember that the West are only fair-weather friends. After the war with China is over, they know that we will neglect them again. The Chinese ambassador to France, Wu Xieyi, said that China is ready to bring Taiwan under their control by any and all possible means, including military action. He stated, "We can't leave Taiwan independent. We'll retake Taiwan by all means, including military ones. The Americans want to start two wars in the world, one in Europe and the other in Asia." How did the USA go from a beacon of liberty to an autocratic world empire? Because the Marxist Democratic Party wants all power everywhere at any cost to us. Because it won't be any cost to them. They're the ones who have bunkers and food supplies and everything. They can handle $20 a gallon for gas. That's no big problem for them. But they just don't care about us, you know, the little people down here. You know, we don't matter. So, you can just tell. I remember when I was younger, I would write my congressman or senator about some issue, whatever it is, gun control or whatever. And they would write me a letter back addressing the issue that I wrote them about, okay? And now, you write your congressman, you get a form letter back telling you what wonderful things they are doing and what wonderful people they are. Yeah. But they will not address your issues. They will not answer your questions. So our Congress doesn't represent us. I mean, they don't represent us at all. Okay. They represent themselves for their power. Okay. And that's all they're interested in is power. Okay. And it's corrupt power. Keep in mind this war in the Pacific, this war in Europe, Ukraine and China made Biden wealthy. Okay. His riches come from them. China and Ukraine own the pedophile Marxist Biden family, whatever. So, anyways, so this is like the first week where I've seen them talking in the foreign press that there will be a shooting war between NATO and Russia. Okay, there's no longer any talk like, well, you know, we're just going to do what we can, but avoid getting involved in the conflict.
No talk.
Now the talk is all about getting involved in the conflict. So that's a step forward towards war.
Can you imagine the gaming going on with their computers around the clock, trying to figure out what's best for them and how it's going to play out? And, wow, crazy. What a report. Thank you very much. What do you think on this? Seriously, we're going to escape a nuclear exchange until this fall, or is it going to crack out almost any time?
Well, it can crack out any time, but it has to crack out before voting begins. So, you know, there has to be a disaster, of such proportion that they can declare martial law and suspend national elections. That is their goal. That's the Marxist Biden regime goal right now, is to do that. And that's what you're seeing in Lithuania. You're seeing them start a war. Russia is going to let us show our hands, okay? Because what they have in store for us is just ungodly. I mean, it's like the Bulgarians saying that this war will be far more destructive than World War II was. Okay, only this time it's not going to just affect Europe. America cannot lead from behind. They will strategically nuke us. You know?
Coming here. Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Afraid you're right. All right, Mitch, thank you. Speak to you soon.
You're welcome.
You take care. Keep preparing. I know you are. All right. That's our program tonight, and we will be back with you tomorrow on Tuesday. Let's see what happens. Talk to you then.